Well, it's 8 a.m. on Monday, the 16th of June. I woke this morning just after 7. We're woken after having a wonderful sleep. We're woken by my sister-in-law and her husband up preparing the cereals and the tea and coffee for us, which was brilliant because we were in a coma. Oh, look at this. Ah, excuse me. A gorgeous big black beetle about, oh my goodness, about an inch and a half long, stranded on its back, and it has a long proboscis. Does anyone know what that is? I think I've seen these on nature programs, and it's stuck in its boar back. How did it? I'm going to turn it over. There you go. Oh, when you turn it over, it is beautiful. It's chestnut brown on the head and chestnut brown and black stripes along its wing. What do they call those again? Cases, carapace. Yes. It's definitely been injured by something, but it's not flying away. It's just crawling about. Poor wee bugger. I'm heading, just taking a wee walk down to the bottom of the road, because these are, obviously these villas are all set in hillsides, so there's invariably steep braes all over the place. This one's no different, but I had walked down here a wee bit earlier, taking some rubbish down. Don't have rubbish bins in the streets, yeah, they have them set along the sort of main drives at intervals, and you can just stick your stuff in those. So I took a walk down a wee while ago. I'm just waiting to get in the shower. Mary has been in, and her sister has just gone in, and the two guys will get in last because we don't need so much hot water. Actually, I had a cold shower yesterday morning. I'll be having a cold shower this morning. I'm just waiting. I thought that cab was going to come up from the bottom villa, but no, they're reversing out on the main drive. But anyway, so another stunningly gorgeous morning. We are at the top of the brae, and I just look back to see my brother-in-law leaning over the gates, trying to get to capture the sun. Well, not trying to capture the sun, you can hardly avoid the sun. But it's people that, what you notice here is that, most of the locals, not that you see very many, to be honest, wear appropriate clothing. They don't go about with bare chests. And they usually have skip hats, or some ladies have some kind of headgear. But anyway, yesterday? Well, we had a fantastic day. We headed off, and where did we go? Oh yeah, we had mass to go to at 10 a.m. Now, somebody's got a wee dog, I haven't heard that before. Probably because I'm down by the gate. Here's the voices. But the pool cleaner. I was just going to mention that we have a pool. We're at the top of Bray, and the pool, which you cannot see unless you can see the palm trees, but you can't actually see the pool until you walk up the hill just a wee bit. And we have access to that along with a few other villas. I'm walking away from that dog. I didn't come here to listen to a dog barking. I head back up towards the villa. But yesterday, so we had mass to go to at 10 a.m. in the church, which is way up on the top of the hill, along with, you know, some of the shopping places. And there was a large part there with a market on, traditional market, not real car boot. But we went there, and the ladies got some wonderful bargains, wandering about in glorious sunshine, and then we went to mass at 10. Then we spent some time driving round about, seeing Alan was showing us the area. And what else did we do? Oh, yeah. We had a kind of lazy day, come back to the villa for a wee bit and spent a couple of hours up on the rooftop terrace, soaking up the sun and cold drinks. And then we went out for a meal in the early evening, because we can't really eat late like the locals at 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning. So we went out, and plenty eating places, plenty of them up there. And we went into a place called Rojos. I think that's how you pronounce it, R-O-J-O-S. And you wouldn't believe this, to do a Sunday roast. You get a star, that can be a melon boat, which was massive for the ladies, and or soup or patty with things. And then it's roast, and you can have three meats if you want, with your roast veggies. And we had that, and I was not fit to eat even half of it. And then you had a dessert, could have a Knickerbocker Glory or ice cream, or strawberries or just ice cream. We had a mixture of both. And they did all that for €10. It was so unbelievable, and it was a gorgeous place, well set out with white curtains and adorned with flowers. The lady was lovely. English lady, right enough, but still very, very nice, and service was great. So we had a lovely meal, and at the end I said to her when we paid the bill, "I don't know how you do that for €10. And she says, "I don't know how we do it either." So the chef was there. I had a wee word with the chef, a much older and Spanish gentleman. I thanked him for the wonderful food and everything. And you know, he really appreciated the fact somebody stopped to say thank you personally, rather than just to the person serving the meals. But anyway, well, we'll be back there. We definitely told them that, and we definitely will be back. But we'll go back on another evening when it's not the fixed Sunday roast, as it were, only one meal on a Sunday. Then we'll go back when we have a kind of a la carte. You know. Not that we're fancy or big ears, but just to have something different. And then we left there and drove all the way down to the La Marina beach, which stretches all the way round in a big curve from Santa Pola to Benidorm, I think, up the coast. A massive beach, stunning sands. And we waded, all four of us waded along the surf in our bare feet. Even my shorts, waded in that far, my shorts were getting soaked. And you know, it was warm water. It was unbelievable. For us used to the waters around Scotland and even the UK at that moment, to actually be wading along in water that was warm. I was so tempted to just keep wading, get in there. It was incredible. And we walked for a good mile along the beach and back and just talked about things. And then came back, had a late supper, went to bed and slept comatosed. Unbelievably comatose till we were woken this morning. So yesterday, Sunday, was an absolutely brilliant day. Temperature-wise, went up to about 32 degrees, which was pretty warm, by the way. But this morning, the sun again, shielded by clouds, gets out now and again, but even at that, I still reckon it's 23, 24 at this point. Well, when you're walking about with only a pair of shorts on, nothing else, tells you the temperature. Beautiful. Absolutely. I see the pool cleaner, as I said. Can just see him now. So, going to go in and get a shower and get ready. And I don't know what we're doing today. We'll find out soon. I'll leave it to my navigator, my co-driver navigator, Alan, to sort out where we're going. So far, so good. And the villa is everything we could ask for. Beautiful place. Adorned with beautiful tropical plants and flowers, and lemon and lime bushes. And even yesterday, we passed a place. Well, stopped actually, when I saw oranges, windfall oranges, just lying, being ignored. Different world. I'm not saying I could live here. It may just be too warm for us. I think. 32 degrees, okay for a holiday, but not for living in, I don't think. Okay, going to get washed. Speak soon.